Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I need an apple fritter. Yes, that got Greg's attention.
We love us an apple fritter.
Yeah, man. It is one of those things, if you're going to do something naughty.
Oh, man. That's very nice
sugar,
way to do it.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. It is 7:07. I mentioned time check. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hour number two of our get together. To me, the big story is the fact that the FBI had 26 people at January 6th. This is something that Christopher Wray was not honest about when he was asked about it. You know, in his testimony, he gave back in, what, June or July?
Yeah, but Bob, he said there were no agents there.
Yeah, he did that political sidestep tap dance. They tried to corner him on that. Nope, he wouldn't give in. Now we know why. The evidence is damning. They were part of this, you know, the whole thing. The riot, I'm sorry. And, yeah, they tried to set it up so they have some sort of plausible deniability. I can't wait for Cash Patel to get in there and clean up the FBI. And by the way, it's not so much your rank and file people. It's those that have been at the higher levels, the James Comey, the Christopher Wray's, the Strzok, Agent Strzok.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Him and his side thing. Yeah.
The United Federation of Police Officers, the Law Enforcement Labor Union, on Wednesday announced its steadfast support for FBI Director nominee Cash Patel. This comes before, of course, Senate confirmation. That'll be next month. In a letter to the organization, Cash Patel's a shining example of dedication to justice, public safety, and accountability. His career as a federal prosecutor, where he has partnered with law enforcement agencies to take down international drug cartels, prosecute violent offenders, dismantle criminal organizations that threaten our communities. His work has always reflected a deep respect for the service and sacrifice of law enforcement officers at all levels. Bam!
Man, I bet
huge endorsement. Well said.
I bet Star Trek fans are glad to know that the Federation is backing Cash Patel. I mean,
there you go.
You don't get any better than that.
No.
Just saying.
Bill Belichick, coaching legend. He could retire. I bet you he's got a couple of greenbacks in the bank, a couple of gold coins in the safe. He's good to go for a long time. But no. Now, I guess once it's in your blood, I mean, the guy was part of a Super Bowl winning team, what, eight times? Eight times.
Wow.
He's done it all. It's official. University of North Carolina has introduced Bill Belichick as its next head coach on Wednesday, presenting him with a UNC sweatshirt customized like the way he likes it, you know, with sleeves cut off. Normally they give you like a jersey when you join the team.
Right.
Not Bill Belichick. He's way too cool for that.
That's funny.
And then Belichick whips out his own sweatshirt. One that his dad wore. That's right.
Wow.
His father wore as an assistant coach in North Carolina from 1953 to 1955. He said, "I always wanted to coach in college football, but it never really worked out. I did some good years in the NFL, and that went okay, but this is really kind of a dream come true. It went okay." I think he's the most successful coach ever in the history of the NFL. It's got to be. It's got to be. Belichick is 72. Here's the problem. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend, and they are quite serious. They've been together for a little while now. He's going to bring his hot 24-year-old girlfriend to a college campus.
Uh-oh.
And just when I thought that this guy was brilliant.
There's football players there, Bob.
He knows all things. He knows all things football. There's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway,
But on the other side of the coin, for him, there are also cheerleaders. So, there's that.
Look, he's 72.
Yeah.
He might be Superman, but even Superman has its limits. You know what I'm saying?
There's the yellow kryptonite, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, age is the kryptonite, really. But, anyway, no, congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure he'll see some level of success. We'll see at 72.
Mm-hmm.
If he still has the fire in his belly. 24-year-old girlfriend.
Yep.
He might have some fire going somewhere.
Something.
What is it? Don't look at the snow on the roof. Like, you know, if you've got gray or white hair, I might have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't look at the snow on the roof. There's a fire still burning in that hearth.
I'm seeing fireplaces and chimneys as a theme this morning so far.
It does seem to
have
be.
You noticed that?
Yes.
Just ask.
It does. It is. It is today's theme. Actually, well, today's theme is.
Yes.
Bah humbug.
Fireplace would feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for you. You're probably cold right now. I'm just about to take off my layer of my light sweater, so I'm starting to sweat. And you look like you're cold over there. You're holding your hands.
Yeah, but you
rubbing your hands together.
You get hot when you eat.
That's true.
It's a thing.
I do.
Patty's hot-natured. Just that.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Bob will take any compliment that has the word hot in it. That's what it really comes down to.
Unfortunately, we can apply that idea of heat.
Yes.
To what's going on between Russia and Ukraine is heating up.
It is.
As even NATO warplanes were scrambled as Putin's bombers launched an enormous blitz on Ukraine. The Russian tyrant launched 93 missiles, 200 drones overnight. Strikes that left the country basically freezing there at about 5 degrees Celsius. Minus 5 Celsius. Zero is freezing, so zero is 32. But, yeah, that's it is cold. And some 11 of the 81 missiles destroyed were downed by F-16 planes provided by NATO.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, remember our agreement in NATO is whatever happens to a single member of NATO is considered an act of war against all the members.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting ourselves in a precarious situation here.
You put the F-16s up there, they get shot at.
Yeah.
There you go.
How is that going to be defined? How would NATO react? What is our role in all that? Kyiv says it also blasted 80 of the 193 drones out of the sky. Major damage appears to have been done, though. Some power plants were damaged and are not working. So they're doing kind of a rolling blackout kind of a thing for right now. And massive Russian onslaught had been expected, but there was no immediate reports of the fearsome medium-range ballistic missiles being deployed, as had been predicted. They were launched from Tu-95MS strategic bombers and MiG-31Ks deep inside of Russia. So, like I said, they're having serious problems with power outages, but I don't like this whole idea of things heating up and getting to the next level. We need to, hopefully things can hang on and not devolve or not get any worse between now and January 20th. And then hopefully cooler minds, cooler thoughts will prevail. I always thought that, hadn't it been in the past, that the winter months were like, just about slows down or stops, and then they wait for the spring thaw?
See, that's what we heard the first winter of how, the Russians are going to be in a bad place because everything's going to be bogged down in the mud.
Yeah.
They won't be able to do anything. We haven't heard that since then.
Well, and then again, you know, mud doesn't stop missiles either.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. All right. Pete Hegseth. Is he going to make the grade? Is he going to make the cut? Some say yes, some say not so fast. Details on that coming up after What's Bugging You? Yep, that's the next segment. You are invited to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. If you can't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to squeeze as many people in as we can. All right? Happy Friday the 13th. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:20. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Don't forget, you can always find The Bob Rose Show podcast, so you don't miss anything. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click on subscribe. All right, it's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's where you call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm going to try to be calm. But I'm not really surprised that the FBI was implicit in the January 6th. We all knew it. Members of Congress knew it. But I'm going to say this. The FBI as an organization needs to be disbanded. It needs to be blown to the four winds. Those employees need to go get a real job. I don't care if they're picking up trash. I don't care if they get a security job. We don't need the FBI anymore, and they have proved it time and time and time again. So I know that, you know, again, I'm not surprised, and I'm really not going to be surprised to see that nothing's going to happen to these people. But it just really sickens me because I was reading an article that another January 6er is going to prison while these clowns keep honking their horns. So this story gets three honks. Honk, honk, honk. It's clown world season. I'm sick of the lies, and you should be too. Thanks.
Yeah. Day one, January 20th, Trump already said that he's going to begin to release these people. So
that'd be good.
Again, yeah. Another can't wait kind of scenario. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is regarding the drones. There seems to be a major silence regarding accountability and answerability. In my opinion, and hopefully I'm wrong, it seems like training runs are being run, and then we're going to have one of those all, oh, well, who could have known that this would happen after the fact and stuff. So that's what's bugging me. I'm a little scared about the drone situation.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know they must know more than they know. Why aren't they sharing that with us to alleviate our fears or to maybe prepare us? But no, we're getting neither. Let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this double standard we seem to have with older men having younger girlfriends. We talk about how they're perverts if they're a certain age older. And here we got Bill Belichick, who's 48 years older than his 24-year-old girlfriend, but nobody has anything to say about him being a pervert.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's something a little pervy about it, but as long as it's, you know, she's a grown adult, but yeah, did some kind of grooming take place? It's possible, yeah. 877-975-9825. And, you know, for an age difference of 10 or even 20 years, not a big deal. But when the person's only 24 and they want to be with somebody who's 70-something, unless, what if they struck an agreement? You know, you've had arranged marriages forever.
Sure.
What about if you have an agreement, you say, hey, I'm going to give you the best 10 years of your life. And
yeah,
when you're not here, you can take care of me financially.
Well, remember Anna Nicole Smith's wedding? He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And not because he broke his leg, so the same.
Yeah, the guy was, what was he like?
114, yes. Yeah,
so something like
that. He was way up there.
Yeah. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I tell you what, it's 76. I hate being made a fool out of, and I think the government's making a fool out of a bunch of people right now. I think this drone thing, I think it's an elaborate scam, a hoax, a diversion by the government for whatever reason, I don't know, but a lot of things don't add up. I think it's a diversion, and I think it's a bunch of crap.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. We all speculate, and under this current administration, I have never witnessed in my lifetime an administration that has been so pathological in their lying to the American people on virtually any issue, especially any issue of importance. And this is another example. Let's go to wait, first let me give you the, because we do have some open lines, 877-975-9825. Still got a minute or two to get in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, Donnie, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Hey, please stop falling for this drone story. I know everybody's on it, but come on. These are airplanes, most of them. But what I call to what's bugging me the most is the media is lamenting the social media coverage of the shooter. Yet, watching Fox News yesterday on special report, 12 different pictures of this shooter, some without a shirt, some on the beach. CNN's doing the same thing. They can't stop saying this kid's name. I thought we weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think what makes this slightly different is this wasn't one of your antisocial weirdos living in their, you know, their mother's basement and, you know, like that. This kid at one time, valedictorian, very smart, University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League education, and then you see what's occurred here. So I think there is an interest above the average in a case like this, but doesn't mean it's okay.
Right. And we say kid, he's 26, and relatively, compared to us, he's a kid, but hey, 26, you ought to kind of be, you know, getting your act together.
Think so? I thought 30 should be the cutoff for that.
26, you can finally get off your parents' insurance.
Well, maybe that's part of his issue.
Growing up?
No, I mean, he just got kicked off his parents' insurance. Let's go to it. Tater, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. Hey, Bob and Greg. Listen, what's bugging me, and I'm going to echo everybody else this morning that's calling about the same thing. We knew that Biden was lying when he said he wasn't going to pardon his son. We knew Christopher Wray was lying whenever he said there was no FBI involvement. We knew that chick was lying whenever she said she was raped by those kids in North Carolina. It just goes on and on and on. The Bible tells us, Bob, that there will be justice one day and there will be a reckoning. But what's bugging me, buddy, is I want to see it now. I want to see it in my lifetime. I hope you guys have a great day.
Hey, we hope you do, too. Yeah. Yep. Good stuff. What's bugging you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there also some stuff that talks about the end days where, you know, people think, you know, up is down,
right is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're there.
It would seem so.
It's just, we weren't expecting it this quickly, I don't think.
No, it did happen. It appears anyway to us.
Yeah.
Kind of rapidly.
Yeah.
Well, the whole Trump derangement syndrome was sort of the tip of the iceberg and a tip off to say, hey, man, there's some people who are not thinking things through thoroughly and logically.
Lack of logic and thinking. Yeah, definitely.
7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, Trump and happy times ahead. And we need some good positive stuff. I'll share that with you coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
I hereby pardon.
This pardon is a perversion of justice.
Why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges?
As it happens.
An arrest in the killing of United Healthcare CEO.
Good old-fashioned police work.
The news station.
Syrian rebels ousted President Bashar al-Assad.
We have to, in Congress, we have to get rid of the waste.
More news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Everybody in the Christmas spirit, the Christmas mood. Shout out to Pam. We know she is. Woo. Thanks for that nice little delivery of an early Christmas present. It is greatly appreciated.
They're still warm, Bob.
By us.
They're still warm.
By me and the team.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Friday the 13th, but we're reversing polarity. It's going to be all upbeat and positive. Here's one right now. Matter of 4 weeks since President-elect Donald Trump was confirmed, won the election, going to return to the White House. Poll was released and said whole bunches of people are hopeful or relieved, and many are very excited about the future. Now, as a result of that, I'm definitely in that group. He's not going to be able to do everything all at once. It's not a wave of magic wand kind of a thing, but, oh, wait a second, maybe it is. Remember when Obama called him out? He goes, what do you think you're going to do, just wave a magic wand and create all these jobs?
And he did!
And he sure did.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Donald Trump, also named Times Person of the Year, so we had talked about yesterday on the show. He rang the opening bell for the New York Stock Exchange yesterday morning. And to celebrate the honor of the award, they had the magazine cover, very large display down there at the New York Stock Exchange. And I got to tell you, he basically said the same thing, that very good days are ahead. There's positivity in the air. And I wish that more Americans could kind of share in our hopefulness. But it is what it is. I guess the one thing we can do is, you know, you don't need to rub anybody's face in it.
No, but they've got to let go of the bitterness and the anger and go, okay, we didn't win, but so let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Kind of like we had to do multiple times, Obama, Biden.
But there is something, you know, it's deeply seated in the hearts and minds of some of these left of center folks. I'm trying to keep it nice because I just did that whole Christmas message. You know, Americans can be very patient. I think that Americans have been quite patient when it comes to this drone issue. How can something like this occur, go on over a period of many days? Sightings, yes, not all of them are reliable, but you're getting way too many reports, and some of them from pretty qualified people, about the drones to dismiss it as, well, they're mistaking airplanes for drones, etc. No, I'm not going to do that. And we shouldn't expect from this administration the truth. That may be part of the reason why we're not getting any answers or the truth. Well, Americans, as patient as we are, we're not going to be patient much longer. I think that some folks in New Jersey are going to act out. I have a Florida man story that I'll share with you in a little while, basically trying to shoot down a drone. Now, that's dangerous, and I'm not recommending that to anybody. But
no.
You do have to wonder, I mean, if the government refuses to do anything about it, tell us what is going on, tell us what, if anything, they are going to act on, and the only information they say is, don't worry, it doesn't appear to be a foreign adversary and a threat to us. Well, why, if they're ours, why don't they just admit it? Because
sure,
the whole rest of the world knows by now there's something going on. So you can't say it's secret. Well, we have a top secret mission going on. Well, so much for that. No, you don't. It's not secret anymore. You have something going on.
Uh-huh.
And now the people that could understand what that means, you know, maybe in the intelligence world.
Right.
They would know, hey, yeah, what are they up to?
Well, first off, again, think about it. These are drones. They're remote controlled by a radio frequency.
Oh.
We can track radio frequencies. We know what frequencies drones are on. They could track these things. If they're not ours, they could follow them and they go home. It's not that difficult. They didn't know anything.
We not only can we track them, we can block signals if necessary. We have all kinds of technology, bells and whistles, and lots of things that, you know, the average person's not aware of, and we're not supposed to know about some of these things. But to say, yeah, we're not sure, we don't know what it is, but we somehow know or derived of that part of the answer is, don't worry, there's nothing harmful here. New Jersey residents frustrated with a lack of answers regarding dozens of potential drone sightings in the skies above their homes are threatening to take action on their own if the government doesn't start providing answers. James Ward, a Jersey Shore realtor, shared video on Facebook that he said showed SUV-sized drones above Island Beach State Park taken Sunday. It's difficult to judge their size in the clip. You know, it's hard unless you have something else to measure it against, you know, somehow nearby. So, yeah, there's no real reference. But if his eyewitness account is at least somewhat accurate, dozens of SUV-sized drones in all directions, the caption read, emerging at the same time and flying over the ocean, then heading in different directions. What do you think? A good shotgun will fix that problem, one commentator replied. Why hasn't anyone shot one down to look for a serial number to trace it back to the operator? I would think that could provide a clue.
Unless you had a police helicopter or, you know, a nice county vehicle or something like that.
And probably chances are that someone who is not thinking completely through this may not have the expertise to tell maybe the difference between something that is not a foreign or threatening drone and what could be something either very important to us or manned by our people.
Right.
But it is interesting. I mean, you would think there would have been by now somebody who would have done something. John Kirby wasn't much help, right? In fact, nobody in the administration has been of any help. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Bob. The Pentagon spokeslady yesterday probably told the truth when she said it's not an adversary in response to the questions about it being Iranian, because they love them some Iran. They don't view them as adversaries. They're giving them money,
Well, I mean, the questions are still, I guess, relevant. When you think about that so-called, weather balloon, the Chinese balloon that was gathering all kinds of data, and the president didn't give the call to shoot it down until it was already off the East Coast. It had, you know, navigated our entire continental United States from the very northwest corners to coming out in, off the coast of South or North Carolina? It did its job. It gathered all whatever data it was supposed to. Yeah, there's absolutely no trusting this administration. There's no trusting Joe Biden or the people, the other folks that are puppeteering or that are puppets. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, this time Frank, good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, these drones have been going on for about a month now. And, well, if we watch what happened in Ukraine, I think it was last night or the night before last, they unloaded a bunch of stuff, a bunch of weapons upon Russia. So maybe it's something to protect us.
Well, the strikes that I have information on were coming from Russia into Ukraine.
Yeah, that was last night.
And it did include drones and missiles, no medium range, really big ones, apparently. But NATO jets, F-16s, were used to shoot down some of that stuff. So that's not a step in the direction we want, you know, this war to go into. No, we want it to simmer down. We want it to end. And it's a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
To January 20th.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that Donald Trump can solve it. But I think the odds are 1,000 times better with him at the helm.
Oh, yeah.
Than the current president and or administration. Happy Friday the 13th. Yep. We're going to make the best of it. You better believe it. Happy weekend. It is 7:44. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at the Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends.
Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I just had a correction coming in from the team, team we have behind the scenes. I have behind the scenes access to brilliant resources.
Oh, yes.
I want to give you some clarification. I made the jump on this, talking about the story Russia-Ukraine, how Russia attacked with missiles and drones. And I said some of these missiles were shot down with F-16s. Now, one of the headlines also included the fact that NATO had scrambled jets. I put them together that may have been an error. Nowhere does it actually say that NATO jets shot down Russian missiles and or drones. Now, back in August, this is when the first time Ukraine actually used F-16 jets that they had been, you know, asking us for. And that was to intercept Russian rockets and drones during 2 days of devastating bombardments. Like I said, though, that was from August, and that was the first time that they had used them. So, my mistake, possibly. They still may have been involved, but the article does not say that. And so I just wanted to clarify that. And thanks to my great team for doing some research. Greg, if you would tell the team.
I'll pass that along to the rest of the team. I'll do that.
I appreciate that.
But, you know, anytime we're talking about this scenario where suddenly NATO is scrambling and there are certain things that the Ukrainians are using, well, this goes back to the whole point of the NATO discussion and Ukraine in the first place, which is why Putin justifies his actions.
And if
it can get messy really quickly.
And if a NATO plane gets even fired upon, let alone shot down,
yes,
that could trigger the whole NATO-North American Treaty Organization agreement,
yep,
which we are definitely a major part of.
Yeah.
So hopefully that does not occur again. It's the countdown.
Yeah.
To January 20th.
We need Putin to kind of be in chill mode for a little while here.
One of the other top stories I consider to be a huge story so far, I've seen New York Post did a piece on it, and the mainstream media like NBC, they're bypassing the most important things that came out from this group. This inspector general's office overseeing the Department of Justice, specifically referring to the January 6th event. And one of the big things that's coming out of it that NBC didn't seem to think was all that important was that 26 informants were there at the January 6th Capitol. 26 informants for the FBI. This was one of the questions that Christopher Wray was specifically asked back in July. Yeah.
Wow.
Back in July. They used terms like undercover agents. He was able to deny that and be technical, but very truthful. Yeah. And so they're considered confidential human sources. When that question was asked in a much more direct way, he simply said, I don't know. I don't have that information in front of me. I don't know.
Well, it was July, and part of that word is lie, so it's appropriate.
Yeah. But it was just back in his previous July.
Yeah.
January 6th was years before that.
Mm.
Yeah. It is. No, I'm telling you, it is crazy.
It is.
If you're asking if the violence at the Capitol was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources or agents, the answer is no. That's what Christopher Wray told lawmakers back in July. He refused to divulge exactly how many informants were present that day. Are you telling me that long after the event occurred, that the director of the FBI itself, the director, couldn't get his people to give him a number? Now, maybe I'm naive, but if I was in charge, I would put out a memo to all of my field agents, and I would say, for all of you that used confidential human sources on or around January 6th, I need you to immediately respond with the number of individuals and what level of involvement they had.
But then you can't play dumb.
Oh, you mean plausible deniability?
Yeah, that little thing, yeah.
Yeah, see, either the buck stops here or it doesn't. I love that, how they protect themselves, CYA. Oh, and it gets more off the believable trail. They're like, well, when they finally did admit it, well, it was only like three of them that we actually asked to go. The rest just, they wanted to go. They wanted to go to Disney World.
Just happy volunteers.
Yeah. So we're not going to get, again, on another issue, a very important issue, we're not going to get straight answers again, another issue where we can't wait for January 20th for Trump to release the people involved. with January 6th. And the interesting thing is, I don't think that if any of the confidential human sources, if they were arrested, I don't think any of them were kept for very long at all. There, yeah. So they had to somehow kind of, right, identify themselves, or somebody had to vouch for them, so to speak. Yeah. And there's another thing, and this is what NBC thought was really the most important thing from the, I don't know, 80-something page report. They thought that the FBI failed to take the basic step of canvassing its field offices for intelligence ahead of the January 6, 2021 event and the attack on the Capitol. I said it before, I'll say it again. You don't need intelligence about an upcoming event when you are the ones who planned the event. I can barely breathe. There's so many smoking guns in here.
Wow. Oh.
That's right. Happy, happy Friday. The 13th. Yep, we're going to make the best of it. Getting a holiday mood, the holiday spirit. All right. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast, or you can download the Audacy app, AUDACY. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.